Now I yield to 4 minutes to the ranking member, Mr. Swalwell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For our witnesses, it is pretty evident now after a number of scientific studies that 97% of scientists agree that human activities are causing climate change. And so I want to ask just each one of you whether you agree or disagree with the 97% of scientists who believe in that. Mr. Smith, do you agree or disagree?
We agree that most of our programs are focused very strictly on reducing CO2 emissions and greenhouse gas emissions.
But do you agree that climate change is caused by human activities?
We do agree that this is something we need to address, so we agree.
Mr. Yamagata, agree or disagree?
You're not going to like this answer. We don't.
Is it agree or disagree?
We don't take a position on that issue. It's not something that we want to deal with. What we want to deal with is if public policy determines that this is an issue, we've got to have the technologies available to address it.
How about you personally, Mr. Yamagata? Do you agree or disagree?
I think there's a lot of information out there that suggests so.
Okay. Mr. Collins, do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, Congressman Swalwell, I would say you probably won't like my answer either. There are multiple contributions to what people consider climate change, and it is not all just man anthropogenic sources. So that statement, in my mind, is incomplete. So that's why I cannot agree to the question as stated.
Do you agree that human activity has played a role, a substantial role in climate change?
The human activity releases a lot of energy into the environment that contributes to the warming. But I also view that CO2 is an untapped resource, and we need to start thinking about how we utilize that. We live in a carbon-rich world. You and I are carbon-based life forms. To consider living in a carbon-free world, to me, sounds like suicide.
All right. And Ms. Greenwald, do you agree or disagree with the 97%?
We agree. I focus on the technology solution side of our organization, but we do have a staff that focuses on science, and we do work in that area.